There's a lot we found out since Friday morning about a Monroe couple charged with handcuffing an 11-year-old boy by the ankle to their front porch. We know the temperature was in the high 20s around 9 a.m. when an animal control officer found the child. We know that one of the child's caretakers, Wanda Larson, is a child abuse supervisor for Union County. But there's a lot of restricted information about Larson's work, her adopted children, and the handcuffed child. WFAE's Ben Bradford has been looking into the case, and he joins me now to discuss what we don't know and why. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, Kevin.
First of all, explain how we have the information we have, for instance, the temperature at the time of the arrest.
Almost all of it comes from public records, and some of it's really specific. Like, the police report tells us the circumstances of the arrest and that Larson's partner, Dorian Harper, has a devil tattooed on his right hip. Court records show that Larson has adopted 6 children in Gaston County and Union County since 2000, which doesn't include the 11-year-old in this case.
Okay, so that's what we do know. What don't we know?
One of the big questions in this case, I think, is if this kind of abuse was happening, how was it not caught earlier? Larson and Harper should have received an assessment from an adoption agency before each adoption. Did they find anything? Well, North Carolina has very deliberately carved out exemptions for juveniles from open records laws. So almost all records involving adoption are exempt. And that's also why we don't know the children's names. Now, foster care records didn't used to be exempt, but the state health department is now claiming they are, so we're kind of in process on those.
Okay, and to be clear, a state's open records law lets journalists and members of the public request state and local documents with some restrictions.
Right, and for the federal government, people will know it as the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA. North Carolina's law is more limited, though. So I think one of the questions in this case is, Larson is the head investigator for Union County Child Protective Services. How effectively was she investigating child abuse at other homes? And, does that tell us something about our adoption and foster care systems? These are sort of the larger questions raised by this specific case. And the answer is, we don't know. Lawmakers have exempted all but a prescribed list of information from state employees' personnel files. So we know Larson's job title, and we know that she was suspended for disciplinary reasons a few years ago, but we don't know why or if it was in any way related to this current case. Now, the state is conducting its own investigation, and it does have access to all of this information, so we may find out more when that concludes. And, of course, we'll keep pushing.
All right, WFAE's Ben Bradford. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks.